Too complicated. We are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Three lines from the top. It says the Rabba Shiva Ketad. So the Rabba, we do all 7 days sometimes. How does that work out? A Rabba Bashvi. And that was what the Mishnah itself explained. A Rabba Shvi my time, Dachiyah Shabbos. Why is it that a Rabba on the seventh day, when Hoshana Rabba falls out to be Shabbos, why is it that it's Doiche Shabbos? Good question or bad question? Why is it that a Rava is Doiche Shabbos? So again, it goes back to everything we were talking about yesterday. Like, why shouldn't it be Doiche Shabbos? Mukta! We're going to go back to the discussion before, but really... So the Gemara here is not going to go back on to the same discussion it had before. The Gemara here is zeroing in on the inconsistencies in Gzeiros Midrabbanan. If you're going to make a Gzeiros de Rabba, so that way we refer to it, that we're afraid people are going to take their lulav, or in this case, their arava, to someone to help them out to do it right, make the bracha and whatever they need to do. So why would that not be true by arava? So what's going on? What's pshat with the aravas? Here we have an agenda. We want to make sure that everyone knows that arava, which by the way is not... Where do you find that in the Pesukim? Take the Arava? Has the Arava ever come up in Pesukim? Ever? We want to be Mefarsim that it's the Araisa. Rashi, 4 lines down. Mefarsim Hashim in HaTorah Lefi, because She'ein HaMefaresh Asmin HaTorah BaHedya. It's not explicit in the Torah in any open way. Shavkul Ravachsel Midchit Shabbos Chadyuma Kedai Lefarsima. They wanted to make sure that people were doing it on when it came out on Shabbos, at least one day, to really express that you shouldn't make any mistakes. This is a din d'oraisa. Ihachi, if so, lulav nami lebchi, kedei lefar samoshim in atera. Lulav also should be d'oraisa Shabbos in order to express that it's d'oraisa. That was the whole thing we just said, that we made the xerum, we don't accomplish it. Lulav d'oraisa d'oraisa, the lulav, we would have done that, but as we know, there's this Gzeira de Rabba, we're afraid people are going to carry it through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to find out how to do it right. So, what's the difference? A Rabba also should have the same Gzeira. Gemara answers. A Rabba Shluchim Bezdin Ma'isila. The Rabba, the messengers, the Shluchim of Bezdin, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Lulav the Kol Masur. But Lulav is given over to everybody. In other words, the Aravis were not individuals brought Aravis to the Beis HaMikdash or whatever it is. It was the Bezdin's responsibility, Sanhedrin's responsibility to make sure that this happened in the Beis HaMikdash, but it certainly is not an obligation of each and every individual like Lulav is, and therefore there's a greater concern by Lulav and not a concern for the Aravis, that people are going to carry Rosh Hashanah. So if the whole point is we want to make sure everybody knows that Arava is their Raisa, and number two, there's no concern for carrying the Rosh Hashanah because the only people involved in it are the Shluchei Bezdin. So why should it only be Doicha Shabbos if it's the seventh day? Let it be Doicha Shabbos whatever Shabbos comes out, right?
You're right. But what would happen is it would come to be Mefakpek Belulav that people would start to treat Lulav like it's not such an important mitzvah. Because they see that when it comes to the Arava, if this were to be the case, if we allowed Arava to be brought even on Shabbos, whenever, whatever day of Sukkot Shabbos happened to fall out, he would still bring Arava that day. But if Lulav fell out to be that day, we would not be taking Lulav that day. Lulav is only Doicha Shabbos the first day of Yom Tov. So it would look like Lulav is not so important. Arava, that's the Shmitz. Arava is what it's all about, not Lulav. So we can't do that. We don't want to make Lulav look like it's insignificant. Okay, so why don't we do it all in one big package deal? If you're so concerned for Lulav, so then make it look like it all has, Lulav is the same as Arava, and Lulav and Arava should push off only the first day. If Shabbos is the first day of Yom Tov, then we should allow you to take your Lulav and your Arava on the first day. But the seventh day of Shabbos, so then we should not take the Arava on the seventh day. Do it all on the first day. Let the first day be the only day that's Doicha Shabbos. Then it wouldn't be clear that a Rav is Daraisa. What? Why not? Because everybody would come up with this very clever idea and they'd say, The whole thing is tafel to lulav. It's really all about the lulav anyway. And the only reason that a rava gets pushed off on the first day is because the lulav gets pushed off. Lulav, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Okay, so they threw in a rava too. It's a little bit of a funny svara. But apparently that's what people would think. It's not obvious that it's the aravas that rise that's pushing off of Shabbos. Amri, people will say, lulav hu dekadachi, it's really the lulav that's pushing off Shabbos and not the arava. Okay? So you can't do them both on the same day. So let it push off Shabbos on one of the other days. Why does it have to be dafka the seventh day? Since we're taking it out of the first day, so we make it the seventh day. In other words, that's the extreme. We want to make it obvious. So there's the first day, and there's the last day. And the middle is like the middle, but those are the extremes. It makes it clear that it's something unique about that day. Rashi writes, Yom Misu Yom. There's a greater... In other words, it's not random. Had it been just like, oh, Tuesday is the Tuesday of Sukkot. It's like, what, why? So it's the first day or the last day? It makes it clearer that we're trying to make a point. Ihachi. Okay. So now so far we're saying lulav pushes off the first day. Arava pushes off the last day. Again, if it's Shabbos, it pushes off Shabbos. So ihachi hayedna nami lidchi. So nowadays also, Arava should push off Shabbos to make the point that it is deraisa, or at least it was deraisa. Anan le'adina mikviya de'yarcha. We don't know the proper day for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore which day of Yontif it really is. In who the yad mikviya de'yarcha le'adchi? No. So then those people who do know the kvius, the setting of the yareach, the fixing of the moon, which day is really Rosh Chodesh. So in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, le'adchi, it should push off Shabbos, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Ki asa barhedya, and barhedya came from Eretz Yisrael. Omar he said, "La ikla, it doesn't fall out." Yeah, you're right. You have a good point. But Shabbos never falls out to be Hoshana Rabbah. Did you ever notice that? By the way, it's true. At least the way we have our calendar, it never falls out. Shabbos is never Hoshana Rabbah. Ki asa Rabin v'chol nechusei ma'arava. When Ravan came and all the other people came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amri, they said differently. Ikla. No, it can fall off, for it can fall out on Shabbos. But it doesn't push off Shabbos. Okay, so I don't know what to do about this discrepancy over here, but maybe different times. But if you're going to argue, like Ravan, that Hoshana Rabbah could be on Shabbos, but still Shabbos does not push off, the Rabbis don't push off Shabbos. Yeah. So if it can fall out that way, though, which it can when there's Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, based on the calendar, it won't fall out that way. But when there's Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iyah, so what's to stop it from falling out on Shabbos? So back to where we started from. So we want to make the point that it's Daraisa, so it should be Doruch HaShabbos. So we make sure it's not Doruch HaShabbos the same day as Lulav. Okay, we want to make it clear. So why shouldn't we do a bizman hazeh? Because we're not experts in kvius hachodesh anymore. Okay, well in Eretz Yisrael they are. They're still maintaining that minig. So why not in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says what? I don't know. Ve'elakasha? So it's a question. Why taka don't they do it in Eretz Yisrael? Rav Yosef, ma'an le'melan day rava benetila. I'll answer the question, says Rav Yosef. Who says to us that the Arava was with Nitila? In other words, what do you do with this Arava? Does anybody here shake their Arava? Or you just beat it? Shake it? There is a minig. There is a minig to shake it in all the directions like a lulav. There is such a minig. You do? No, in all the directions, I'm saying.
It's part of the bottle.
Yeah, so you go, you know, forward.
Yeah?
Yeah? No, but the separate bundle, I'm saying, the Hoshanas that we beat on Hoshana Rabbah, yeah, there is a minig to shake them all the directions, just like the lulav.
No,
so,
we just beat it.
Just beat it. Yeah.
That's honestly the best part, so I guess. You put that on your hanger and pour the leaves.
That's right.
Shredded
by. So, what did they do in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, with the Aravos? Did they shake them like a lulav, or not? So Rav Yosef said, if you assume you shake it like a lulav, So then you have this shaila. Everybody was doing it in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Why don't we do it Bizman HaZeh? He says, who says that's true? Whoever said that they shake the lula, the aravis, doma bezakifa. Maybe all they did was stand it up. Zokev kefufim. Maybe all they did was stand it up on the mizbeach. That for sure they did. Notice everyone agrees. They stood up these huge, long aravis branches. They leaned them onto the mizbeach, and the heads were so high that the head of the aravis stuck up on top of the mizbeach. And they said, oh, wow, that's real pretty. So did they also shake them, or all they had to do was lean them up against the mizbeach? Because if they shook them, okay, so then it's relevant bizman hazeh. But if they never did that, well, unfortunately, we don't have a mizbeach bizman hazeh, so there's nothing for us to do. So if that's the case, if Rav Yosef is right, that they didn't shake it in times of Beis HaMikdash, so then there's no reason why we should do it bizman hazeh. Eisvei Abaye asked a question. Lulav arava shisha v'shiva mai. My love, kill lulav. So Abaye said like this. The quote from our Mishnah was, lulav v'arava, they're both put together. Shisha v'shiva, they're both 6 or 7 days, depending on the year. So isn't it true, says Abaye, my love, is it not kill lulav, that they're thrown together in the same phrase because you did the same thing with both of them? Is it not that it's like a lulav? Ma lulav benetila. Just like a lulav, you take it, you hold it, you shake it. Af arava benetila, so too the arava is also with taking it. So that's his raya. Midi irya. Is that your proof? Hakid de ise, hakid de ise. This one like its own, and this one like its own. In other words, you're right, they're both put together, lulav and arava are shisha v'shiva, but not because you did the same thing with both of them, just because they have the same shiurim. You relate to them in the same way in terms of how much of sukkahs you do it. But it doesn't mean you do the same thing with both of them. That's not a proof. Okay, so strike one. Esvi Abaye. Abaye gets ready for the pitch. Mem gimel mabiz. Esvi Abaye bayas. Choyoy makif in esam izbeach pamachas. In the Mishnah later on Memhei, Amud Aleph, so the Mishnah talks about Aravas. And when it's talking about Aravas, it has this line in the Mishnah that every day they would circle the Mizbeach once. And that day they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times. It doesn't say what they're circling it with. My love by Rava, isn't it not? The whole Mishnah is talking about Aravas. So isn't it true we're talking about taking the Aravas around the Mizbeach once every day and 7 the last day? My answer is like, that's a nice try. Balula, strike 2 for a bite. They went around with the lulav. It's talking about aravos. Okay, everything else aravos, but they went around the mizbeach with their lulav. V'ha amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba Bar Avua, but Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua b'arava that it's not true. It wasn't with lulav. It was with aravos. All right, so now we just have a machlokes. Amar lei who amar lecha bar Rava and amina b'lulav. You're right. He said it was with aravos, but I'm telling you, it was with lulav. So this is a confusion. We don't really know anymore what they walked around the Mizbeach with at once or 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah. Did they encircle the Mizbeach with Lulavim or they encircled the Mizbeach with Aravos? It seems to be a Machalikas. We don't really have a clear Masar what really used to happen. Itmar. It was said, Rav Lezer says, Belulav, that they went around with the Lulav. Rishmol Barnasan, Amar Rechanina Barava, with Aravos. Vechain Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbah Barava, Barava. So this is a big machlekes. Everybody, there was not clear. Amar le Rava, the Rav Yitzchak, Brei Rava Bar Bachanan. Rava said to a certain Rav Yitzchak, the Rav Yitzchak who was the son of Rava Bar Bachanan, Bar Arya, you ben Oraisa, you son of the Torah, because your father was an awesome Talmud Chacham, and you are also becoming a big Talmud Chacham, or we hope that you will. Tove Eimelecha. Come and I will tell you, milsa, a vart, a word, ma'aliyasa, something that was really good, that your father used to say. Again, Rav Yitzchak's father was Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Rabba Bar Chana said, this that we said in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, kol ha'yom ha'kivin ha'mizbeach pamachas. Every day they went around the Mizbeach once. V'yizgam ha'kivin ha'mizbeach sheva pamim. And the last day, Shana Rabba, they went around the Mizbeach 7 times. This is what your father said. Mishmei Rabbi Elazar, name of Rabbi Elazar, belulav. They did it with lulav, not with a rabba. Esibay, Question. Lulav doiches the Shabbos chilas of Rava b'soifer. Lulav pushes off Shabbos if Shabbos is the first day, and a Rava pushes off Shabbos if Shabbos is the last day. Pamachas chal shvi shal a Rava liyos b'Shabbos. One time it happened that Hashanah Rabba was Shabbos. Ve'viu meruya shal a Rava, and they brought these branches, bundles of Aravis, me Erev Shabbos, didn't want to carry them on Shabbos, so they brought them on Erev Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash, v'nuchum Azara, and they left them in the Azara. V'hekiru bohen baitoisin. Right, remember there are these different people that rejected Torah Sheva'al Peh. Tzaduk and Baitos were two of them, and they had their Talmidim. So the Baitusin were one of those groups that rejected the Torah Sheva'al Peh. And since it doesn't say anywhere in Torah Sheva'al Chsav that there's this Arava thing going on Sukkis, so they rejected it. So when they saw all of these Arava branches in the Azara, you know what they did? Benatlum, they took them. Vekavshum, and they pressed them, they stuck them under Tachas, underneath Avanim, stones. So what? So the stones were muksa. They were either stones that were used for building, or they were stam muksa, whatever exactly the case is. They basically were trying to prove a point that we're going to get you not to do this, because in any case, it's wrong, you're not supposed to do that, it doesn't say that, no such thing. So they wanted to prevent Kalei Yisrael from doing it. So they took all the Aravas and put them under stones that were muksa. Lemachar, the next day, next morning, Hekiru b'namei aretz, apparently the first people to notice, or I don't know if we're the first people, but the Amei Haaretz noticed what happened over here. And Amei Haaretz have their issues, but, you know, at the end of the day, they all got Jewish hearts, you know? V'shamtu mitachas avanim. So they removed the Aravas from under the stones. I don't know, they were in violation of Muksa, Tiltul Menatzad. I don't know, you got to figure out. It was the Amei Haaretz. It sounds like that had they not been Amei Haaretz, they would not have done that. It was only the Amei Haaretz that didn't really know the halachas of Muksa properly that they did that. So then the Kohanim were able to bring them to the Mizbeach, and they stood them up on the sides of the Mizbeach. This is the key part of this quote, because the Baitosin do not agree that what's called Chibut Arava, quote unquote Chibut Arava, pushes off Shabbos. What exactly is Chibut Arava? So Rashi says, three lines up, it's the first wide line. Well, let's read the one before the Amei Haaretz. Rashi writes, Shloi hayu b'ki and b'isr tiltul. They weren't experts in muksa. V'hem ha'isa yadam ima prushim. But they weren't bad. Their hands were with the prushim. In other words, they were good Jews. It's just that they weren't holding the help of the muksa. V'hivim ha'kohanim ezakfum. Aval Yisrael l'hayah nechlas b'enu al mizbeach. Rashi wants to know, if the Amei Haaretz were the ones that took out the Aravos from the Muksa, why didn't they just do all of this? Why didn't they bring them? So the answer is because the Yisrael is not allowed in the area between the Ulam, that means the Heichal, where the Menorah and the Shulchan and everything is, and the Mizbeach. That area in between the two, only Kohanim are allowed there. So it had to be the Kohanim that would bring it to the proper place. And from the fact that we state over here, Chibut Arava, Mechlal Dibiyad Noitlin Oisa, that implies, the language of Chibut implies that they took the Aravas in hand, Umenanin, and they would shake them. And then, Umakifin Vakohanim as Mizbeach, Yeragleim, and then they would surround the Mizbeach, Recharkim Zubunisa. Sorry, they would go, the Kohanim would go around with their feet, they would carry them around the Mizbeach, and the Achar Kach, only afterwards, Zoykvinus, so they stand them up against the Mizbeach. So, Chibut is a funny word, admittedly, but Rashi says the word Chibut has to do with taking it by hand and doing whatever it is that they did with it. It does not mean Zoykvin, that for sure not. So, says Rashi, that's a proof that it means that they would actually take it and shake it and then encircle the Mizbeach with the Aravos. So the Gemara says, Alma, you see from here, Benetilahi, that the Aravis are not just stood up against, leaned up against the Mizbeach, they are actually taken and shaken, not stirred. Tiyufta, that is a Bam Kasha, it is a Tiyufta. So apparently that's what happened with the Aravis. The Aravis were shaken, and they went around the Mizbeach with them. Okay. Ve'ela Nidchu, it's really past tense, but Rashi changes the girsa. Our Gemara says ve'ela nidchu. Rashi writes ve'ela lidchi. So rather, it should push off. Rashi says kevan d'netila hava. Now that we've proven that the aravas were taken in hand, yesh lelasis zeichel mikdash v'lidchi shvid le'bshabes. We should do a zeichel mikdash, and they should push off Shabbos, just like the lulav. If so, now we're back to where we started from. That's the bottom line. If you could argue, it was what Rav Yosef originally wanted to say, who says there's any netila? So why should it be Torah Shabbos? They simply stood them up against the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara, after a lengthy discussion and a machlokes, seems to say it's a tiyufta. We seem to have clear indication that there was chibut, which Rashi interprets to mean, the Gemara interprets to mean, that they did something with their hands and they walked around the Mizbeach with it. Well, if that's the case, so then it should push off Shabbos. We're back to where we started from. How come they don't do it, at least in Eretz Yisrael? More answers. Kevan de anan loy dechinan. Since us in Bavel don't push off Shabbos to do it, why? Because we're not experts in the what's the right time of year, what's the right day. Inu namin loy dechu. So even though it was in Eretz Yisrael who were experts in the day, so they also don't push off Shabbos with it. Why not? Rashi. Begoyla loy dechinan mishum de lekim in the beginning of the yarcha. So they also don't do it, and Rashi doesn't say why.
So Mufarshim explained, because we don't want to make Klal Yisrael into agudas, into different groups and different factions. We do whatever we can to try to keep everybody on the same page. So even though we have a principle of that we have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, because that's what would have been in times of Beis HaMikdash, and 1 day of Yom Tov.
I was going to ask you a question, if that's why we did 2 days.
Yes, how does that make sense, right? That's like a contradiction. If why would we separate the two, we're thinking in the same way, huh? Why would we separate the two, Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael, Minhag Avosinu V'Yadeinu, but then when it comes to the Arava, not? So what's the answer? The answer is, this would have been a Zeicher LaMikdash. In other words, the Minhag Avosinu V'Yadeinu, we're creating an institution. When would they ever do Aravos outside Beis HaMikdash? Did they ever do Aravos outside Beis HaMikdash? So it was a Zeicher LaMikdash. So to create a Zeicher LaMikdash that makes a differentiation between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, that's what we don't want to do. But to maintain the Minhag Avoseinu, of course that will do, even though it's a discrepancy. Because in Meretz Hashem, here you want a Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have problems. Even though Bizman HaZeh probably wouldn't be the case anymore, but in the times of Chazal, the Beis HaMikdash would go back, and people would think, you only have to keep 1 day Yom Tov, and you don't know what was the Rosh Chodesh, you're going to be in big trouble in Chutz Laaretz. Okay, in any case, Yom Tov Arishan would be done, Leidachi, Leidi Dudachi. But wait a minute, that's not true, because we already finished saying that in Galus and Bavel, we don't take our Lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, even if it's Shabbos, because they read the Rabbah. But in Eretz Yisrael, we finished saying a little while ago that they do, or at least they should, because they are experts in the day of the year. What's that all about? Well, so that's not a Zeichel HaMikdash, right? That was because there's a mitzvah, the Araisa, on the first day, anywhere you are. But we're not experts, and so we don't want to get involved, and that's just all they are, so we'll let them do the mitzvah they're supposed to do. So Amri, l'didunami, l'idachi. The Gemara says, no, everything we said before is not true, and that in Eretz Yisrael, we do not allow lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, that is Shabbos, even though before we said they should. Rashi, l'didunami l'idachi, shalei lasas Yisrael agudais agudais, so that we do not make Klal Yisrael into different groups. V'nira kishtei teres, and then it would look like there are two separate teres. Yiladidan l'idachi d'lo Shabbos, because for everyone in Babel and Galus, the diaspora, so they wouldn't take lulav on the first day in Eretz Yisrael, they would. Okay, but again, all of this has to do with the application of this Gzeira Derabba. But at the end of the day, Minhag Avoseinu V'Yadeinu, whatever they did in times of Beis HaMikdash, they maintain the way they did it, and whatever we did in times of Beis HaMikdash, we maintain the way that we did it. V'ela Kashya, Hanei Tarte. So then, your end of the day, you're still left with a problem.
Why? Because these two things. What two things? The Tanachada, because we learned one mission says Golam Alichnas Lula Vein Arabayas, that we said before. This is a kasha the Gemara asked before and resolved before. That on the one hand it says that when it was Shabbos, they all brought their lulavim to Har Habayis on Erev Shabbos. V'tani idach labesa knesses. And the other Braisa says they brought their lulavim to Shul. It doesn't say to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on? Where did they bring it? This is the halachan Beis HaMikdash or is the halachan Beis HaKnesses? With Tartzinan, we answered earlier, kan bezman shebeis HaMikdash kayam, kan bezman shein beis HaMikdash kayam. It depends. There are times the Beis HaMikdash, they brought their lulavim in advance to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then they're supposed to bring your lulav to the Beis HaKnesses. So we don't do that in Bavel, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you're supposed to do. So don't you see that we do separate Klal Yisrael into different groups? And that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to take your lulav on Shabbos. You got to make sure you take it to Shul in advance, but you're supposed to shake lulav on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. And as good as you don't. So what's going on? The right answer is no. We came to the wrong conclusion before. We're going to change it. This one and this one, both of them, whether it's they brought the lulav into the Beis HaMikdash or they lulav into the Beis HaKnesses, bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayom, is only talking out bizman abayis, times the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo kashya, and it's not a kashya, kam b'mikdash kam b'gvulin. If you were near the Beis HaMikdash, you brought your lulav to the Beis HaMikdash. If you did not live near the Beis HaMikdash, you were outside Yerushalayim, so then you brought your lulav to Shul. It's only later on in history, after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So then they said, no, we got to make a gzeira. We're afraid that people are going to carry their lulav. And then we do not differentiate between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Nobody takes a lulav bizman hazeh when the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or you are in Chutz La'aretz.